it stinks. It's a bitter cold night. Old doggies growling, shaping up to fight. Fur's up on his neck, he's as angry as hell, for no good reason, as far as I can tell. I zip up my coat, I think I'll make it on time to the late night office. Get a bottle of cheap red wine. I shouldn't be drinking, but I'm thinking I might. What else do you do on such a bitter cold night? But eventually the slumber comes, lightens up my load, and I dream of California, orange trees and dusty roads. The echoes of the grapes have robbed the spirit of Tom Joe. I dream of California, orange trees and dusty roads. Again I'm walking past the office blocks, all shiny chrome, tinted glass and coated locks. There's no place in there for the likes of me, no social standing in this society. For I have no country I can call my own, condemned to wander through these streets I roam. I have no answers, which way do I turn? The anger scream and the hunger burn. But eventually the slumber comes, lightens up my load, and I dream of California, orange trees and dusty roads. The echoes of the grapes have robbed the spirit of Tom Joe. I dream of California, orange trees and spread on the ground. I'm shivering to my bones and my head it starts to pound. My best friends, they're my overcoat and this old pair of shoes and a land of milk and honey, ignorance and solitude. But eventually the slumber comes, lightens up my load, and I dream of California, orange trees and dusty roads. The echoes of the grapes rot the spirit of Tom Joe. I dream of California, orange trees and
That's Winter Wilson with Orange Trees and Dusty Roads from their new album, Live and Unconventional. Now, Winter Wilson are a folk duo from the UK, featuring Kip Winter on vocals, accordion, guitar and flute, and Dave Wilson on vocals, guitar and banjo. They describe their music as folk with a splash of blues, and judging by their latest album, Live and Unconventional, which was recorded live on tour with folk rock legends Fairport Convention, that's a pretty accurate description of their music. Except that they're also very funny in concert too. Winter Wilson will be on tour across Canada this September. We caught up with Kip and Dave at home in the UK to chat about their music and the upcoming tour. It's great to talk to you guys today.
Good to talk to you. This is fantastic.
Well, you must be excited. You've got this big trip to Canada coming, and I think you're taking in British Columbia, Alberta. You're into Saskatchewan and then Ontario and Quebec, aren't you?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I think we miss out a big chunk in the middle, and apart from that, we get most of it. Clearly not. It's a massive country, but it's really exciting.
That may offend some of my listeners who live in the massive chunk in the middle, but I know the massive they're very chunk used to it.
Believe me, we tried.
Well, I know everybody's going to love you, which is, from my point of view, makes it more exciting to do this interview. I know when I first heard your music, it was actually on your eighth album, which was Far Off on the Horizon. And I was left wondering why I didn't know about you before, which is there is so much music out there that I could be playing on Folk Roots Radio. You know, it's a shame when I find out that I've missed music. And I guess for any listeners out there who think that I should be getting some other music on here, you know how to get in touch with me. But I love the album, some fantastic songs. When I heard that you were coming out with Live and Unconventional, which is the ninth album, the live album, and this is a wonderful way to look back on your music, it just seemed like a perfect opportunity to chat. But with that as a lead-in, let's chat about you both and when you got into music and when you met up.
We met around about 30 years ago, which was actually through music. We were a friend of mine was well into the folk music scene. I wasn't that much. I was aware of people like Lindisfarne, the Straubs, and Fairport Convention, but not the local scene, if you like. And a friend of mine, he knew I played a bit of guitar, so he got me to go along to a local session in a pub, an Irish session in a pub, where they were playing tunes and things. And Kip was there, and I started doing my own songs. I didn't know any folk songs. I just used to write a few songs, and we just sort of hit it off, and the work, the singing worked together, the harmonies worked very well together. So it's sort of grown from there, really.
Yeah, I mean, I have sung all my life. I come from a musical family, although there's been no professional musicians in the last two generations, although there were prior to that. But we always sang, all of us. My dad was a great singer. He also played harmonica and guitar, and he bought me a piano when he couldn't afford it, persuaded a piano teacher to take me on for next to no money because he thought I was good. And apparently so did she. And then I sang at university in bands, and I lived in France for a while and sang there, but never did something like this, which is very much original stuff. It was always, I sang jazz, I sang blues, I did all sorts. But once we started, it just kind of fell into place, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just had this thing where the same friend that introduced me to folk clubs, and which I just thought was great. You know, you get up there and you do a couple of songs and then somebody else does a concert. And there was just this thing about you either sang traditional folk songs or you wrote your own songs. And I just found it easier, probably lazy really, just found it easier to write the songs than to actually go out there and learn somebody else's. And that's how we sort of built it up.
And thank goodness you did.
Thank you.
So when did you make your first album?
Oh,
just over 20 years ago.
Yeah, about 22 years ago.
Yeah. We actually made a cassette with a band, with the same friends who we sort of fell into a band and made a cassette. But then when the band went and we started out as Winter Wilson, I think it was about 22 years ago.
And yeah. We called it By the Skin of Our Teeth because that was how we did it.
Pretty
it was, you know, it was just a real good grief. How have we managed this? And that was sort of the best of your early songs, really, that were on that one.
Yeah, which has been good with the live album, in that when we went on tour with Fairport, we knew this was a great opportunity, you know, fantastic opportunity, and we wanted to do everything we could to make the best of it. And we thought, got in touch with Johnny Gale, who's a wonderful sound engineer, who was doing the sound on the whole of the tour, and said, would it be possible to do recordings? And of course, they got all the gear, and they recorded, I think, about 23 out of the 29 shows, something like that. And so knowing that they could record so many shows, we would change the set list on a regular basis instead of doing the same set throughout the tour, to bring in different songs. And so there's some of the songs from that very first album are now getting a new breath of life, if you like, on the live album.
Yeah.
Well, as I mentioned before, you know, it's a brilliant introduction to the band, because you get that concert experience. I mean, I'm just listening on audio. I did wonder whether there was video as well, because I know on your Facebook page you have a little clip, which I'm assuming is that from one of those shows or not?
Yeah, there is the Sandy Denny song, It'll Take a Long Time, was actually recorded, just the most amazing experience, live with Fairport Convention on stage at Cropperdy, their festival. So in front of about 17,000 people. And that was for video shot as well. So that's on our website. There's also video of the song Ghost from the tour played in the Union Chapel.
Oh, lovely.
In London,
yeah.
Which was just wonderful.
Gorgeous venue to play. Yeah. We were so excited about that. It was so fantastic.
We've got a few clips from the tour where people have videoed stuff as well, which is great.
Well, certainly, I want to put a heads up for our listeners. Definitely go to your website. And I think that's winterwilson.com. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. Check out those videos, because these guys are wonderful live. Absolutely wonderful. It must have been fabulous to be touring with Fairport. I mean, was that 29 gigs in 32 days? I read something like that.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah. and it was great, because they were so kind to us and have become good friends. You know, we've seen them since then. We will see them next, you know, on Thursday. We're going down to Cropperdy on Thursday. And we'll see all the guys down there as well. And they've been, as I say, been incredibly good to us. It's been really lovely.
Yeah, they have genuinely become mates, which we were nervous for the tour, not nervous that we wouldn't be good enough, because we, you know, that sounds awfully big-headed, I don't mean it to, but we know we can work an audience, we know we can perform, but when you're going to be in close proximity with people who have done what those guys have done for 3-4.5 weeks, they might not like us, we might not like them, you know.
It's just that worry that you as Kip said, we knew once we got through two or three gigs under our belts, we knew that we'd settle down and we'd be fine doing those theatres. But it was this thing, oh, Lord, I hope we get on with these guys okay. And we got on great.
We had some absolute screams with them. Yeah, they were really, really good fun. Lovely people, very giving. They've got nothing to prove. You don't get the ego problems that you might think with people who've been at the top of their game for as long as they have. They're just really nice blokes with really nice families.
I'm very talented, and that's the bit I hate.
So talented. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the music from the album, because as I mentioned, it is a fabulous introduction to the band. We started off with Orange Trees and Dusty Roads. I love this song, not just because it's a great song, but you have such a wonderful introduction to this one, Dave.
Oh, right. To be honest, off the top of my head, I cannot remember what the introduction was on the album, but I'm guessing that the story behind it is I wrote that song after reading The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. It sort of follows the story, but just changes it a bit, brings it up to modern day Britain. And the reason I got into Steinbeck, who I think is a brilliant writer, the reason I got into Steinbeck was through Bruce Springsteen. Springsteen had the album out, The Ghost of Tom Joad, many years ago. It must be over 20 years ago. And after hearing that, that song blew me away. And I read the liner notes on the album, and it said that he wrote that after reading The Grapes of Wrath. I then went out and bought The Grapes of Wrath and just about everything that Steinbeck's ever written, I've read time and again, you know, and continue to do so. I love it.
So it's Tom Joad and not Tom Jones.
That's the one, yes.
That is the joke that you're not, you won't have heard on the radio because I want you to go out and get the album. But
it is true that a very good friend of ours, when Dave played him the song in our kitchen, said, yeah, it's really good. But why is it about Tom Jones?
He didn't get why I was singing about Tom Jones. I forgot about that. Yeah. And you know, Jan, the times I've told that story on stage and said, look, I'm singing about Tom Jode, not Tom Jones. And somebody shouted out, well, that's not unusual.
Well, that is the perfect comeback. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Now, Dave, you're the songwriter for Winter Wilson. Are they all your songs or does Kip write some of them with you?
Yeah, I mean, of the nine albums that we've done, we've recorded one cover.
Two now,
you're right. Sorry, Kip. Two covers. We were talking earlier on about Kip spending time up in Edinburgh, and she used to go up there to see a guy called Nick Keir, and Nick's sadly no longer with us. Thankfully, Kip remained very good friends with Nick, and I became very good friends with Nick over the years. And we were recording our album, I think it was Cutting Free, when Nick passed away. And we used to use one of Nick's songs in the live set. So we thought we must record it for the album. So there's one of Nick's songs on Cutting Free.
Which he wrote for my mum, actually. He wrote the song. It was my mum's story from when she was a kid. So, yeah.
And I think there's one other song which was a co-write from a guy called Chris Watson. I adapted one of his poems. Song called 2 Million Soldiers, which is on an earlier album.
I've got a co-write on one song.
Yeah, Kip's got a co-write on one.
I should get a co-write for more because I make him miserable so he can write them.
And then, of course, the new album, we've got the Sandy Denny track on there because at Cropperty last year, it was 40 years since Sandy had died, and they did a tribute concert to Sandy and invited Kip and I on stage to sing It'll Take a Long Time. And it was just too good an opportunity to miss. When we got the chance, we were doing the live album and the guy said, yep, you're fine to use it. We're not going to turn that down. Cover or not, we're not going to turn that down.
Let's play that just now. This is Winter Wilson with their version of Sandy Denny's It'll Take a Long Time from their wonderful new live album, Live and Unconventional. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Do you know, it's been a joy for us. This whole year has just been an absolute joy to have been welcomed into the Fairport family, and we've had such a good time. And it's an honour to sing this Sandy Denny song for you, and I'm sure you'll all know it, so please join in. It's called It'll Take a Long, Long Time. It's like a storm at sea, and everything is lost, and the fretful sailor hauling out the walls is to the waves that toss. Oh, they are.
It'll take
Thank you very much.
That's Winter Wilson with their version of Sandy Denny's It'll Take a Long Time from their great new live album. It's entitled Live and Unconventional, recorded on tour with the legendary Fairport Convention in England. An absolutely fabulous album. I can't recommend it highly enough. And the reason is especially so because Winter Wilson will be on tour in Canada in September, starting out in BC with some dates in Alberta, Saskatchewan, Ontario, and then one date in Quebec. And I hope people in Eastern Canada are not too offended, but I know when you see these people play and the buzz gets around, I'm sure it won't be long before they're back over here for another tour. Absolutely fabulous music. Dave Wilson and Kip Winter are special guests on Folk Roots Radio, chatting about the music. So this tour is going to be lots of fun. Have you had a chance to tour Canada before? I'm kind of assuming that maybe this is the first time, but maybe it isn't.
Yeah, no, this is our first tour. I've been to Canada a couple of times before, back in the days when I had a proper job. But no, Dave's never been at all. No, so this is an adventure. We've done Australia twice, but Canada is a new one, and we're really looking forward to it.
The idea of this came about was we were in New Zealand touring a couple of years ago, 2.5 years ago, and a guy called Dan Toner, I always remember his name.
He came from Nova Scotia.
Yeah, from Halifax, yeah. He came to one of the gigs and he said, you guys, you've got to go to Canada. They will love you in Canada. He said, you can come and stay with me in Halifax, and me and my wife, and come and do some gigs. And I thought, that's a really good idea. I mean, if nobody should ever invite us anywhere because we always turn up. We're terrible like that. So when I got back home, I started chucking emails all over the place trying to get gigs. And eventually this tour came about, but I could not get a gig in Halifax at all. So we're going nowhere near Dan, bless his heart, but at least we're getting to Canada.
Well, I'm sure there will be another tour. I have absolutely no doubt about that. And unfortunately, you won't be coming anywhere near I am in Leamington, but I'm going to put the offer out now. We would love to have you stay with us here, and then we'll see if we can sort something out on the next tour. And maybe it'll be a Leamington and Halifax tour, maybe a few places in between.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, something like that.
We are doing a bit of fishing here, actually, you know, because the idea is that if this tour goes okay, we would like to get back next summer and do some of the festivals. But it's just, you've got to create some interest to get the festivals. That's the thing, you know.
And I'm very confident that any smart artistic directors in the areas that you're going will be definitely checking out your gigs, because I can't talk highly enough about the music that I've heard so far. We're going to dip back into the album for another track, and there are, I think, a couple of tracks on the album that are associated with Canada. There's the Metagamma song. I can't remember exact name of that one. But this track we're going to play is Grateful for the Rain, which I know when you introduce this, you talk about this having an association with someone that moved here. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. I mean, both Metagamma and Grateful for the Rain are about people who emigrated to Canada in the early 1920s on board a ship called the SS Metagamma. The Metagamma song was actually my great-great-uncle who emigrated from Stornoway in the Outer Hebrides. But the previous journey to the one he went on was a lady called May, who is the aunt of a friend of ours from Whitby. And May Greystone emigrated on Christmas Eve 1922, alone, travelled to Canada, met up in Calgary with William, who took her back to his parents' house. They were married the next morning and then went off to the farm where he was working. And she spent the rest of her life in Canada. And her family is still there, and they have a copy of the album, which was sent to them by Wendy, the lady who gave us the original letter. And they are somewhere in the Calgary area, so hopefully we might get to meet some of them.
Yeah, fingers crossed, yeah.
No, that's a lovely story, and it's a beautiful song. Let's play that just now. This is Winter Wilson with Grateful for the Rain from their wonderful new live album, Live and Unconventional. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. Thank you.
single drop of bitterness that flows within her blood. Billy Boy, oh Billy Boy, stay faithful and stay true. My sweet sister wears Calgary bound for the love of you. Single drop of bitterness that flows within her blood. Billy Boy, oh Billy Boy, stay faithful and stay true. My sweet sister lays Calgary bound for the love of I love your sister dearly, and happy we are wed. Our life, it isn't easy, but we're young and we are strong. Give us your blessing, for together we belong. Billy Boy, oh Billy Boy, you'd better treat her good. There's not a single drop of bitterness that flows within her blood. Billy Boy, oh Billy Boy, stay faithful and stay true. My sweet sister is Calgary bound for the love of
That's Winter Wilson with Grateful for the Rain from their new album, Live and Unconventional, recorded on tour with folk rock legends Fairport Convention. It's a really fabulous album because you really feel like you're at a show. There's some wonderful humorous interludes. I was trying to decide before this interview, I'm joined by Kip Winter and Dave Wilson, and I was trying to decide, is that the British humour that I love, or is that humour that translates? But I think it does translate. Did people laugh at your jokes in Australia?
Yeah, well, they laughed, whether it was the jokes or not.
It's the music, though.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, we can make them laugh in Germany as well. We do quite a lot of work in Germany. So I think it translates, yeah.
It pretty much translates. Yeah.
You mentioned festivals. You know, hoping that you maybe pick up some more festival gigs. That's always a great way to break a new market open. You were just at the Wickham Folk Festival. Tell us a little bit about that. How was that?
It was hot.
It was hot, yeah.
It was an amazing festival. We were originally booked just to play on the Sunday, but when we saw the lineup, we decided we had to go for the whole weekend. Because Thursday evening, we had Matthew's Southern Comfort, followed by the incredible Graham Nash, who was just out of this world, and then Judy Collins. And, you know, if you've got that as an evening all on one stage.
And that's your first night.
And that's your first night.
You know, we thought, we're not going anywhere else. We're staying here for the weekend.
Yeah, so we did. The whole festival has just been absolutely stonking, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, last night I was watching Lucinda Williams over from the States. She played a blinding set, and then we had some good old English folkies, Lindisfarne. They were rocking.
I'm a big fan of Alan Hull. Always have been.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's actually Alan Hull's son-in-law now that takes on the lead vocal.
With the is that with the songbook version? That's a beautiful album. Yeah.
And you still got Rod Clement. We know Rod, I wouldn't say we know him very well, but our paths have crossed on a regular basis. So it was good to catch up with Rod again yesterday.
I mean, we did a couple of gigs with Lindisfarne on their tour last year as well. So that was great fun. So we do know them a bit and we know Rod quite well.
Yeah.
But
So they were on and...
Ralph McTell was there yesterday.
But then some of the youngsters as well. I mean, personally for me, I don't know if you've come across Grace Petrie, young protest singer. I personally think she's brilliant. God, she can entertain an audience as well. She really gets people going.
Well worth checking out.
Yeah, and Afro-Celt sound system. And
yeah, some really good
acts. You sound like it was a great mix.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. When you play live, let's talk specifically about the shows that are coming up on this tour. Obviously, we've mentioned the songs. We've played some of the songs. We've talked about the humour. You'll be playing just the two of you, right?
That's right. Yeah.
If you have just like a 30 seconds to sell people on coming to one of your gigs, what would you tell them?
We normally say you'll probably laugh. You might cry. We hope you'll want to see us again. The songs can be really hard hitting, so the bits in between aren't.
It's about light and shade, and we'll throw the odd blues and things like that in there. But to me, with the songwriting, I think the words are very important, and I'm always trying to tell a story, and I'm not trying to preach to anybody, but you know, just I love story songs, and I always say we're singing out for the underdog. I just love it, which comes from the Steinbeck thing, you know. Getting a bit of glory for the downtrodden in this world, let's put it that way.
Yeah. But we have fun.
And we have a blast.
Well.
We do. We thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah.
And that certainly really comes through in your music. Again, the new live album, Live and Unconventional, a fabulous introduction to Winter Wilson. They will be on tour in Canada in September. And for more information, the website, winterwilson.com?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. It's all there, and also on Facebook, Winter Wilson Music on Facebook.
Not Winter Wilson, because I think, isn't that a hairdresser I seem to find out?
It's true.
A hairdresser in the Midwestern USA, and she plays basketball, so I'm assuming that means she's full, so I can hate her too.
It's been great to have you join us today. We've got time for one more song. We're going to play I'd Rather Be Ashes Than Dust. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Ah, that one. I wish that were my line, but it's not. I've stolen that from the author Jack London. We were travelling along in our van one day listening to BBC Radio 4 and the programme on there called Great Lives. And it's somebody talking about, obviously someone who's lived a great life. And there was somebody on there talking about Jack London. And apparently Jack, being quite an adventurer, a friend had written to him, concerned about his lifestyle, saying if he didn't settle down, he was going to kill himself. And Jack's response to his friend was, I would rather be ashes than dust. And so I just heard that line and I thought, that's a song straight away. You know, that's just such a great line. And this is the truth. I wrote the chorus to the song, but then thought, where am I going to go with the rest of this? Didn't really know what to write the song about. And so I thought, well, I've got this from Jack London. I'll read all about Jack London, because I knew very little about him, other than White Fang and Call of the Wild. And so it's pretty much songwriting by Wikipedia. I've read all about him on Wikipedia and wrote the song. It's bound to be true.
Yeah, it's got to be true.
It's a great song and a great way to finish this interview. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. Kip Winter and Dave Wilson from Winter Wilson. This is their song, I'd Rather Be Ashes Than Dust, from their fabulous new live album, Live and Unconventional. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And thanks for a wonderful interview.
Thank you.
Thanks very much indeed.
And this song's called I'd Rather Be Ashes Than Dust. That's not my line. I stole that line from the author Jack London. And he was a bit of a lad, and a friend wrote to him, concerned about his lifestyle. They said if he didn't clean his act up, he was going to kill himself. And Jack's response was, I would rather be ashes than dust. And I heard that on a Radio 4 programme. So I went on to Wikipedia, read all about him, wrote this song. So if Wikipedia is true, so is this song.
fill up your glasses, I'll sing you a song of a hard-drinking man whose days are long gone. Born out of wedlock, born for the sea, a writer, a scholar, Jack London was he. From humble beginnings, our Jack did all right. A good man had by his side in a fight. He stood by the unions and marched with the men from Auckland to Washington, back home again. Said I'd rather be ashes than dust, to burn like a comet, then slowly to rust. Better to shout like a madman than fade with a hush. I'd rather be ashes than dust. Oh, I'd rather be ashes than dust. He said life's for living, you're long enough dead. I'll be topping the waves while you're watching in bed. There's a sloop in the harbour and the tide, it won't wait. You can trust in your gods, I'll trust in my faith. For I'd rather be ashes than dust, to burn like a comet, than slowly to rust. Better to shout like a madman than fade with a hush. I'd rather be ashes than oh, I'd rather be ashes than dust. Gold digger, a writer, a jailbird, a crook, a pirate, a boxer, a Jack pushed his luck. A hunter, a drinker, till his dying day. Old age wouldn't have him, Jack went his own way. There's a green mossy stone marks his last resting place. But I bet if you look there, you'll not find a trace. He'll be digging for gold, he'll be shooting the stars. Oh, here's to Jack London, wherever you are. For I'd rather be ashes than dust, to burn like a comet, slowly to rust. Better to shout like a madman than fade with a hush. I'd rather be ashes than dust. Oh, I'd rather be ashes than dust.
Jack London.